Nambi, you looking forward to matching up with Randy Moss on Sunday? We know you guys play a lot of man coverage, and you usually end up facing off against the best guy.
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to it. You look forward to every game. I don't think I'm looking forward to it, you know, any more than I looked forward to the past games we've played. Just because, you know, you kind of got to treat every game with the same intensity. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing him, though. I was close with Randy when he was here. He taught me a lot about playing corner. His first year here was my first year starting, actually being thrown into the fire there. So he helped me out a whole lot with that. So I'm really looking forward to seeing him and catching up with him.
Can you explain a little more about what he taught you and how he helped you specifically?
Well, he helped me a lot with confidence because, you know, I would do some good things. You know, I have size and I have longer arms and long speed and those sorts of things. And, you know, he would come up to me in training camp, and he knew it was my first year starting, but he would tell me, you know, receivers hate that type of stuff. They hate bigger corners. You know, they don't like guys that have the attributes that I have, and if I can continue to use them, you know, I could be pretty special. Now, this was in 2005, and, you know, I had just moved from safety, so I really wasn't that sure of myself. But, you know, hearing those things from a guy like Moss, who had already been in the league tearing it up, you know, it helped me a lot with my confidence. And I'm like, if Moss is telling me that stuff, then, you know, I've got a chance. And, you know, it just helped me out. It just helped me out a lot. You know, he would help me out with you know, different ways to play coverages that receivers hate to go against, and, you know, just different nuances that can get under a receiver's skin. And, you know, I've always kept those things in my pocket and have been grateful to him for that.
Are you still in contact with him?
No, I haven't been in contact with him since he's been in New England. I think I might have spoken to him once last year, and that's it, but... You know, when he was here, we'd talk all the time, and you know, it's the nature of the league. You're closer when you're with someone that you're working with, and then you know, things happen and guys leave. So, but no, he knows I respect him, and I know he respects me too. From when we were here, and I think that level is mutual.
I'm guessing you're not surprised by his success in New England.
Absolutely not. I mean, we would actually have talks about life and about football, and, you know, he would let me know, you know, that he knows, it's kind of like he would let me know that it wasn't over for him, you know. He would let me know that this was kind of just a stop, a road stop in his career. He knew that he would have fun again, and he would be happy again, and he would be in an offense that he liked, and he would be around a team and a group of players that were as committed to winning as he was. And, you know, it kind of hurt him while he was here to see some of the things that were going on, you know, and then you would see maybe a lack of production from him. But, you know, he was frustrated, and everyone deals with their frustration in different ways. But I'm not shocked at all that he's been able to do what he's done. And, you know, I've cheered him on since he's been with New England, just because I knew the type of player he was. I knew the heart he had. I knew the type of person he was. A lot of people, you know, he gets a lot of flack from the media a lot of times. But I've always said that he was, you know, one of the coolest, one of the best players that I've ever been around, just because he was so carefree, you know, and didn't have any problems with anyone. So I knew he'd be able to turn it around. I was just happy that he got that success last year with New England, with the Pro Bowl and the record and those sorts of things.
How frustrated are you now by what's gone down with Oakland?
Well, I think it's clear that I've been frustrated. I mean, I've spoken to you all about it on a few occasions now. I usually don't speak much, but it reached points where the frustration level can get so high that sometimes you don't want to be silent about it anymore, you know. So, I mean, my frustration level has hit has hit a different level this season than it's hit any other season. I know that we still have 3 games left, and we still have a chance to leave with modicum of respect. If we can go out in these next 3 games and play with some pride and with more accountability, then we've got a chance. But I think it's clear that not just myself, but a few of us here are frustrated by the season that we're having.
It's one of the things that frustrates you, going out with pride, that too many of your teammates are just, collecting paychecks for the next 3 weeks and whatever.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
I said, being frustrated, is one of the things that frustrates you that some guys really aren't playing for pride, they're just playing for the next 3 paychecks, and if you lose, you lose, it doesn't matter?
Well, and you really have to search the hearts of players in this league, because you really don't know exactly what their reasons are for playing, or if they're being apathetic toward games and preparation. Sometimes you really don't know. And, I really don't know that. I just know that there are times when we lose when it looks like we won, after the post-game scene. That's what frustrates me. And then other things that are frustrating are making the same mistakes play after play, game after game, and just not being able to grow. It's clear that not only in life, but especially in football, it's all about growth and getting better. And the fact that we haven't been able to do that, there's seriously something wrong. And it does get frustrating. I mean, as a human being, it gets frustrating to feel like, things are stagnant and they're not progressing. And we've seen that here this year and over the past years.
Namdi, I'm sure you're aware that New England's other receiver, Wes Welker, is leading the NFL in receptions. From what you've seen and from a defensive back's perspective, what makes a guy like him, who's on the smaller side, such a difficult target to defend?
He's just so aware. His awareness level is probably among the best as far as receivers go in the National Football League. I mean, he's just so aware of how to get open and how to find holes in a defense, and he just trusts that his quarterback will get him the ball in those situations. And it's not necessarily that he'll go out and one-on-one, he's just, destroying guys the whole game. It's just he knows how to get open. It's difficult to explain. I mean, it's not that difficult to explain. He just knows how to get open. You watch him on film, and regardless of the team he's playing against, he knows the spots that are going to be there, and he's been able to show up big for the Patriots the past couple of years.
Do you think his size is an advantage?
The size can be an advantage regardless of who you are. I think it's clear that Moss's size is an advantage. It's clear that, a guy a little shorter than Moss can have advantages. But with Wes, sure, he has advantages as well because he's a quicker player. A lot of times you get the taller, longer guys. They're not as quick. They may have more downfield speed. But with Wes, he's quick, and that helps him getting open in those little spots, because you can expect him to go somewhere. And if he stops on a dime, you'll have a tough time getting back to him just because his center of gravity is so low to the ground. It's definitely a positive for him in that regard.
You guys had a success this year. You beat 2 division leaders, and you also played the Dolphins very competitively, and the Bills at the time were very good, and you played them competitively. And has it been why certain games and not others?
I can't pinpoint it. A lot of times you need momentum in this league to kind of get yourselves going, especially with the lack of success that we've had in the past 6 years. This is a team that needs momentum, and when you can get one win, that's enough to kind of give you a little bit of belief. But when you can get 2 wins back-to-back, that kind of will get you going a little bit. And we've never been able to go out and get two wins back-to-back, so that momentum factor has never been an issue for us in the positive light. It's always been an issue in the negative light, because when you get to losing, you know, it can snowball, you know, because you've done it now three times straight, four times straight, five straight losing games. It can begin to snowball a little bit. So we've definitely been inconsistent as far as winning and losing. Actually, we've been pretty consistent losing, but the wins, you would expect those to turn into to a little more than they turned into based off what we've been doing. But we haven't been able to get that momentum.
Are you a trash talker? Will you be trash talking with Randy?
No, I'm not a trash talker. I think guys throughout the league that I play against, they know that about me. I just go about my business and play. I keep my mouth shut and just try to play football, try to play good football. I don't know if Randy's a trash talker, but when we were in practice, we would go at it all the time, but jokingly, you know. And, you know, I was with him for 2 years, so we kind of developed that. And, you know, but during the game, we don't know what's going to happen, but I'm definitely not that type of guy. I'm more like bring your toolbox and go to work type of guy.
What do you think the future holds for you?
I think it holds success in some realm. You know, I don't know where, and I don't know when, but I think that I have enough resiliency in myself, within myself, just to make sure that I'm happy, because you know, it's obvious that I'm not happy. So at some point, you know, success will happen for me.
Has teams shied away from throwing the ball this year to your side, and perhaps last year as well, since you know, the kind of breakout year in 06?
You said have they?
Have they shied away from throwing the ball your side?
Oh, yeah. I, you know, that's no secret. I think that one is clear and evident to everyone that teams have done that. I go into every game thinking that it's going to be a six-ball opportunity game, but, you know, that rarely, if ever, actually has never happened in the last 2 years at all. So you never know what type of game it's going to be. I know with each game, though, I do expect the ball a significant amount of times. But, you know, we're playing man-to-man, and everyone knows that we're playing man-to-man. So knowing that you have to be so perfect in what we're doing, and it's not just you, because all your help is a middle free safety. And if he takes one wrong step, then you could be in a bad position. So, you know, the level of effort and consistency that we have to have is pretty high, and I think that I've been able to sustain that for the most part, which is why they haven't thrown as many passes.
Thank you.
Zombie, this is Mindy. How has the team responded from last week's game? What is kind of the mood and the focus going in to against the Patriots team that's struggling with injuries as well?
Well, I think the mood and the plan is just to you know, come into this game and try to earn a little bit of respect back. I know the national TV game was an embarrassment for us as a team, and it's something that you never want to put out there. And we put it out there, and we clearly didn't come to play. And, you know, we just, our thing this week is just to show up and get some of that respect back, you know, come out and try to beat a great team and show that we can still play, you know, good football with the other teams in the league.
Namdi, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Okay, guys.